If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
These are the works of the flesh. What are they? Contrary attitudes. Paul lumps them together. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. Those four in verse 19 speak to sexual immorality. It's in other words, the lack of control over your flesh in areas of sexual behavior. It is the most driving of the spirits of the satanic world. We are living in a world that is so sexually motivated, that sex sells things. They want to sell a car. They drape a half-naked woman over the car, or a man, depending upon your preference. Everything is motivated by sex, even church now. I read where a pastor refused to marry a woman because her wedding dress revealed half of her cleavage and beyond. He said he wasn't going to perform the ceremony. Why are we half-naked when we get married? Giving everybody a glimpse of what the groom will receive. What has happened to us that we've become so sexually motivated? We're contrary. I understand the mothers of old who tried to get you to wear certain dresses and pull your blouses and shirts up to your neck. They weren't trying to oppress you. They were trying to cover you up. Amen. They were trying to keep you from advertising what was not for sale. But we became contrary. We wear tight pants. We do all those things to entice. There's no other reason to go around with dresses all the way up to your bottom. There's no other reason to do it unless you want to entice. A young lady came to my office several years ago, right over there, and she came over. Never saw her before. She was I don't know if she was a first-time visitor or repeat, I don't know, whatever. But she came over there, and I was sitting. The Spirit of God told me to sit in that aisle over there where Sophia's sitting. And I was sitting. This was before I entered into the episcopacy. And I was sitting there, and she walked up to talk to me. She said, "Can I go into your office and talk to you?" Now, you know, contrary to what you think and see, I'm a very engaging man when it comes to the people of God. And before I could open my mouth, the Spirit of God said, "Don't let her in your office. She's not wearing underwear, and she's going to try to entice you." Now, watch this. I heard him say it rapidly. I said, "No, you can't come into my office. We can talk out here." She stood up, pushed the chairs aside, and stormed out that door. God said she came here to try to set you up. Sex drives every desire contrary to God. It is the one thing that has caused more ministries to fall. Men unable to hold on to their passions. Adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, and uncleanness. It drives us in church. We wiggle. You can't be singing for the Lord wiggling like Patti LaBelle. If you're going to preach, you wear things that do not embellish your body. A man should never see the outline of your underwear if you are in ministry. You can't be switching around, laying hands. Paul is teaching us here. Why is this such an important thing? Because the devil saw that the abuse of sex can direct your life. God did not keep you from sexual activity because he was being mean. He kept you from sexual activity before marriage because he knew that if you dabbled in it, you would become emotionally anesthetized. It is not the action of the sex that is all fulfilling. It is the cuddling afterwards. That's the connection. The action is mechanical. But it is the connection afterwards that fulfills. That's what you lack when you do that before you're married. Because you have to go home. That's what you lack when you commit adultery. Because you have to hide. That's what you lack when you're lascivious, because you're never satisfied. It is not the physical action. It's the lack of the connection. And so God says, these are works of the flesh. Why? Pursue it. Go after it. Go after it. And so the devil feeds it with pornography. There are two types of pornography. There's direct pornography, the X-rated stuff, and then there's indirect pornography, the love scenes in the movies. A kiss in a movie in the 1950s was fully clothed, a peck. If there was any passion to it, it was done in a very classy way. But a kiss today, your television begins to emit smoke. And so Paul says, what is this? This is a work of the flesh that can only work with your consensus. You've got to want it. You don't fall into adultery. It's premeditated. Adultery is a premeditated sexual sin. You don't wake up, how did I wind up at this hotel? It must have been in my GPS. You don't slip into fornication. You don't just see somebody and, oh my God, how did we wind up here? No, these are sexual sins of premeditation. Lasciviousness and uncleanness speak of desire run amok. You don't control your desire. Like a dog, because we are basically animals, we can have desire for anybody. You can go to the beach and see somebody in dental floss that they call a bathing suit, and you look at it and say, they look good. Jesus didn't say the look was sin. He said to look in lust. The first look is nature. The second look, child. Whenever there's any verbiage put to the second look, Jesus said you've already committed adultery in your heart. Now, watch the modern thought. Well, since I've already done it by my mind. Hey, baby. No, the Bible says, what is this? This is a work. I love this. I need you to see this. I'm almost done with my, I'm getting to my text. He says, what does Paul call this in verse 19? The works. What does he say? What does he say? What does he say? All right, please stay with me. Just give me a few minutes. Watch this. He said, the what? Verse 19, the what?
Works.
Come on, say it again. The what?
Works.
Now listen carefully. He says the works of the flesh are manifest. What are they called?
Works.
What are they called?
Works.
Now watch this. If they are works, that means you must work at them. They don't just happen. You don't just, I'm just going to be this way. No. Notice he goes on. Idolatry. So I must
work
at. I must
work
at. Watch what he says. I must work at. Next one. The next one. What's he say? I must
work
at. And richcraft here, the word is pharmaneutica. Pharmaneutica, where we get the word pharmacy. Do you know that in America, what we call drugstores were called apothecaries? Perfumeries? Why? Because they mixed up potions for your healing. But then later on, with the advent of Merck Sharp and Dohme and Bayer and Johnson & Johnson and all the other things, we went to apothecaries. Oh, from apothecary, rather, to pharmacy. Why? We wanted potions, spells. But nobody talked about the side effects. While I'm curing my infection, I'm growing a third ear. We're going to turn off the lights for a dramatic presentation, and you're the only one glowing. Child, that's the spirit, don't it? It's that experimental drug. You've gotten so many CAT scans and x-rays that we could cook chicken on you. My dentist, bless his heart, he has an x-ray fetish. I can come in there and just say my tooth hurt. Here comes the tech with the lead shield. I say, you ain't taking no more x-rays. You got one from 3 years ago. My mouth didn't change that much. Why you want to put on? And you never notice how they're so quick to go into the lead room? Same way with the x-ray tech. They get that little plate, put it under there. They say, now put your foot out there and hold on to it. And they run to the room. I'm like, come back in here. Witchcraft. Then he says, you must work at, followed on, work at.
Hatred.
You must work at hatred. Then he says, you work at? What is variance? You've read this. Some of you have taken Romans and Galatians. You just skipped over this word. Watch what he says. Emulations. You know what that is? I love you. Variance is like contentious. You just keep stuff going. You have to work at that. You have to work to keep stuff started. When two people start getting along, here you come. Do you remember what they did? Oh, y'all getting along now? I guess you've forgotten that they ran into your car in the parking lot. And how much did you say it cost you? Emulation. That's being jealous would be the basic root word. You work at jealousy. Every time God blesses somebody and you feel antagonistic, do you know the reason why God is blessing them is to show you that you're jealous? Because if the person weren't getting blessed, you never know you were jealous. You just want everybody to be mediocre because you've settled on it. And when they begin to reach for greatness, you find a million reasons why they should avoid it. Somebody has found someone that makes them happy in their physical existence. Yeah, child, I know their brother. If you know what I know, you cut them off right now. Just because you can't find anybody, you're going to hate what they have. Listen, he says, wrath, uncontrollable anger with rage. When you start throwing things, you work at wrath, don't you? You work at it. Oh, you anger happens. That's why Paul tells the Ephesians, go on, be angry, just don't sin. Wrath, you must work at wrath. You throw stuff, you yell, you scream, you call them on the phone incessantly. Just keep dialing. And I got something else I've got to say. I have to say this. Did you ever wonder why you have to say it? You ever find yourself in a position where you were so angry that you just had to say it? The Bible said the person that does not control their tongue is weak. For a person who can control their tongue is mightier than a person who rules the city. James says our tongues are set on fire by fires of hell. That's why it's so easy to go from praise to gossip, from worship to witchcraft, with the tongue.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
06216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Every time you say that name, something happens on the inside. Depression goes, fear dissipates, joy bells begin to ring, power flows through you. Every time you say that name.
Come and experience a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God at a three-night revival with Bishop Eric Lambert of Bethel Deliverance International Church, all being held on Wednesday, July 27th through Friday, July 29th. Come to be revived, empowered, and activated to impact the world with the love and the power of God. Services begin 7:30 p.m. with dynamic praise and worship, followed by a powerful message from Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. Prayer will be held prior to each service at 6:30 p.m. nightly. Don't miss this special time to continue to seek the face of the Lord. We are having revival July 27th through July 29th. Be there.